It is time for another journey deep into the lining of the magical talking hat. Hat wranglers Tony and William reach into the yawning chasm that is the hat and pull forth the questions you have posed. Will they tire of your question quickly? Is your name Azhatalin? Then perhaps they will, but then perhaps not. But that will remain a mystery until we venture into the magical talking hat.
And cue the music.
Is it going?
Yes, but where's the music?
Oh.
The irony is we just had an intro that I think had music.
Oh, yes.
So we had music, then I said cue the music, and there's no music anymore. Cue the music to stop.
Yeah, to stop.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Magical Talking Hat podcast, the only podcast in the world that you are listening to right now.
Yep.
For those of you who want to claim you're listening to at the same time, picks or it did not happen. Check it out. I am Alternate Dimension Tony.
And I am Alternate Dimension William.
And this is episode... We have no fucking clue.
Don't know.
Not an idea.
Don't know.
I'm going to say it is episode 612.
Why not?
I feel like it probably is.
Could be.
Could
be, as far as we know.
Anyway. For those of you brand new to the show and not from our dimension... because everybody in this dimension knows about this podcast. It's very popular over here.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a hat. It's magic. It has its own email address.
Mm-hmm.
You can write the email address, which is themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Once again, that is themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. You can write that email address with something to talk about. A topic, question, comment. Keep it short, please. The hat magically transmogrifies those little emails into little pieces of paper, which we draw out of said hat at random and talk about till we're bored. And that's the show. If you're getting this, it's because for some reason the normal hosts bailed and we are their evil alternate universe counterparts.
Yeah.
Exactly the same, except goatees and William takes pennies without leaving pennies. Otherwise, pretty much same show.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, how was your last 500 plus weeks?
Oh, they were, you know, same as usual.
Mm. Mm.
Perfectly evil in every way. I had a couple good weeks there, but I got over it.
That's some sort of weird...
Wow.
What the fuck was that? I have a feeling I'm going to be beating a cat later.
Evil universe.
Oh, believe me, they're evil in all universes. No, it sounds like you're doing some Tim Burton dark reimagining of Mary Poppins. Perfectly evil in every way.
Yep. Couple good weeks, but yeah, I got past it. I'm coping.
Must be rough.
What about you?
I'm good. I'm always good. I mean, evil.
Yeah.
That means good. You know how for you guys back in the 80s, bad kind of meant good? Here, good means bad, which we like.
Yeah.
So that's good. I think that's where it comes from.
Probably.
Originally.
It can be complicated.
Good
trying to translate.
Meant bad, which was good.
Yeah.
My head hurts.
Yep.
All right, so that's the show.
That's it?
All right. No, wait.
We're not done?
No.
How long do we have to go?
Approximately 55 more minutes will be covered.
Right.
If we can get 50 more minutes, we can get out.
Okay.
In fact, if we can get 45 more minutes, I'll get us out.
Okay.
In fact, if we can get 41 minutes, I'll get us out.
All right, then. Whatever we can get by with.
We don't like our jobs. In case you hadn't figured that out. They're good, by which we mean... Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I really need to stop that.
Yeah, well, let's just...
All right.
Let them figure it out.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on Prism and the NSA's backdoor access to your data? How did we skip into a cyberpunk novel without anyone noticing? That's from Anon.
Okay, fuck you, Anon. So I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. So I feel like you think you're better than me.
I kind of know what they're talking about.
So that makes you better than me?
No.
You sure?
The thing is, we fully support, in this universe, these programs that are...
We do?
Yes, that are accessing their data over there and spying on them.
Oh, sweet!
Oh, yeah, it's brilliant.
I love that idea.
It's wonderful. As far as how did we skip into a cyberpunk novel without anyone noticing? Lots of people did notice, actually. I can tell you that the people in this universe who were watching these developments and were very enthusiastic about them, sometimes we got a little nervous because there actually were some very vigilant people who were sounding the alarm about this over the last couple of decades. But thankfully, everyone thought those people were crazy or on the margins or on the fringes, and nobody paid attention to them. So,
and that's the problem with this kind of situation. Conspiracy theories or conspiracy theorism or whatever is so prevalent, especially in an information age now. It's so easy to get such crazy theories out there that we're all familiar with the concept. So anything that's outside of the mainstream can easily be dismissed that way. And you don't know that that particular conspiracy theory was right until it happened.
Well, the real question becomes...
For example, the last guy to tell everybody the world is ending right before the world ends is right, you know?
Yeah, yeah. The real question is, if people were noticing, and they had, credible reports on this, why... Because another problem is that in the culture we're talking about here is that people are watching, even though they could be consuming a broad spectrum of media from a broad spectrum of sources, they're actually only watching certain TV station news sources certain. So only a small number of news sources are being broadly consumed. So if those news sources decide not to cover a certain story, then people won't know about it.
Good point.
So there's two questions that really need to be asked here. One, why are people content to just get news from a couple sources? Do they really believe that they're getting all the news or that, that source isn't biased in some way? And on the other side of that coin is, why aren't these more mainstream sources reporting these, credible things? Because presumably the mainstream sources are hearing about these things and just deciding not to report them, along with those people who are only watching this narrow set of news sources aren't going to the other news sources to see what they're saying. So what's going on there? Why are those two things? Why are people only watching a certain number of news sources, and why are those news sources only reporting a certain kind of news?
I think I can tackle the first one because I'm in that group. Because I actually get as little news as possible. I don't like the news. I stopped watching The Daily Show because there was too much news. Nowadays, I don't know, I'm going to try and connect some dots here that have just popped into my brain. There's only 10 seconds, 1 minute left in my brain. So guess.
Guess.
So.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Sweet tooth doesn't mean you like candy. It means you want some. We seem to have strayed off topic here.
Yeah, all right. Sorry.
So, again, in the age of the internet, customization has become a very big thing. You can go to the websites you want to go to. You don't have to go to the websites of other people. And I believe the splintering, let's say, of news networks is a similar thing. People like the comfort of watching a news program, he said in air quotes, of journalists, he said in air quotes, to get their knowledge of what's really going on in the world. And by happy coincidence, in general, it all agrees with your viewpoints. And that makes you feel comfortable and secure and smart. And you relax. And most of the time, the direst predictions out there, with some exceptions, but the direst predictions, particularly ones about evil, manipulative government things, tend to not greatly impact the majority of people. And so, if it's not happening to you, there seems to be a tendency to not worry about
Except
it.
Except what makes this news is that it is happening to pretty much everybody. I mean, huge numbers of people.
Well, okay. By happening, I mean actually impacting your life.
In a conscious way.
Yes, yes.
Like, interfering with the conscious day-to-day existence.
If the government is spying on every website I go to, but I don't happen to go to a website the government's going to care about, it doesn't matter to me.
But what if you do go to one? I mean...
No, this is me speaking as the
everyone. No, I realize that, but what I'm saying is that this news is that the government is spying on the places that you're interested in.
Yes.
But you're not necessarily going to notice, or they're not necessarily going to come knock on your door or arrest you. So you're saying that because...
I'm only addressing question one. I can't answer question two yet.
Okay. So what you're saying is that if I'm a news outlet and I get some news that is similar to this PRISM and NSA stuff, and again, this stuff's been going on for a very long time, and a lot of people have been reporting it for a very long time, and I know it's credible, I know it's reliable, I know that it's something that affects everybody. Everyone is, American citizens are essentially being spied on here.
Mm-hmm.
So that would make it newsworthy. But I decide not to report it because...
That's question two, and I don't know. I'm dealing with question one. And question one is, you're my news source.
Oh, I see.
And you didn't tell me about it. And other people are like, you should really find this out. And I'm like, I'm not worried about that for two reasons.
I see.
One, I already got my news, and my news didn't say that, and this is my news I like.
Yeah.
And two, the government hasn't knocked on my door, so clearly it's either not true or it's not a problem for me.
So both
of those things, I have no motivation to go look at a different news source.
I get you. I understand.
Now, as to why the news sources don't, I just totally knocked question one out of the park. So... Question two is
I'm not done with question one, though.
Oh, God damn it. All right, lay it on me.
Because is there a certain arrogance involved in there? Because one reason that someone might look at other news sources other than just one particular news source is because they just have a natural, they suspect that, I don't know everything. I've got biases of my own. I really need to go to a news source that
nobody
maybe challenges.
Does that.
Nobody does. Well, some people do.
Nobody sits down. Yeah, but not real people. Not most people. Not the vast majority of people.
Why? I mean, what?
They do think they know everything, and they don't think they have bias.
Surely they know that that's not true.
Yes,
You really think they're self-deluded enough to really believe that?
No, they would probably consciously admit it, but in their day-to-day unconscious reflexive stuff, they get everything they get from there. Besides, nowadays... My favorite news source likes to cast heavy aspersions on all the other news sources. So those fuckers are lying anyway.
Right, I suppose that's true. There's a lot of ego stroking going on with.
And
the
there's
news
a
sources.
Lot of self-deluding. I'm comfortable. I've got my life working. My internet is perfectly fast. I do whatever the fuck I want online, and no guys in black suits are knocking on my door.
Okay.
So why do I want to rock that boat?
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, now handle question two, because again, I have nailed question one.
Nailed it. So...
Why are these news sources doing this?
Why do the news sources, when they get this information, they decide not to...
Shit.
I don't know...
Welcome to Evil Universe, where everything keeps fucking breaking and falling over.
I don't know what the reason is, although I suspect that... Well, for one thing, there's always some competing piece of news that they can think is more important somehow. Like, what's going on with a certain celebrity's trial or some weird thing like that. Or who's getting married or who's in rehab. I think...
Follow the money.
I think there's some genuine... I think a lot of news organizations are more about entertainment than they are about news. And so some of these things, you know, they just think, well, this story isn't, well, one consideration might be that I don't think our audience is going to understand this story.
You're thinking too small.
I think...
follow the money.
Well, there's that. I mean, but like this PRISM and NSA, I don't see... I mean, a lot of mainstream media sources are reporting this now. I don't see how it would benefit the big corporate owners of these media outlets to not report this. I don't see that as a big... I don't see that as a big influence on whether or not they report this particular kind of thing.
You're floundering here. Do you need me to answer question two?
Well, I suppose so, but you didn't want to answer it.
No, but I see that you need some help here.
I do. I've admitted that since the beginning.
It is about the money, and it's about the owners. It's about the people at the top for two reasons. In a lot of cases, those individuals are going to find benefit from stuff like this because they've got deals with government. They can get their hands on some of this information if they want for the right price, if they make a deal. And the second thing is, even if they're not particularly into that, they have made deals in the past where the government has done a whole bunch of shit for them, and part of quid pro quo is, yeah, we're doing this, don't really be talking about this,
yeah,
okay?
That's probably the main thing. Well, there's a couple things in terms of business you're right about. Like, for example, you know, Facebook and Google, you know, they're denying that they're turn over any kind of information to the government, and they don't want people to know they're doing that. And so, yeah, that can impact news organizations too. But also, here's something that actually does happen. I mean, this has been documented. Researchers in media have discovered that large media sources, when they have a story that's going to make the government look bad or an administration look bad, they might hold it back because they don't want certain government officials or the administration to suddenly cut them off not give them information. So, you know, maybe something that's really explosive, that's really going to make the administration look bad, they won't report it because down the road they want the administration to comment on certain things.
Yeah.
And so if they break this story, that won't happen. And that's a big problem in modern media, is that really, because all of the big media sources, they think of all of their scoops and all of their credible stories as coming from inside sources and high level sources, they don't want to offend those sources.
Mm-hmm.
And so the result is that the big media outlets only report exactly what the powers that be want them to report.
Yeah. But you are also right on the other front, because it is a ratings game, and arguably, I guess it always has been, but in the past you did it by the personality and how the news was done and stuff like that. Nowadays you can do it by content. We have the news stories that have people really interested, and they're way more interested in this stupid shit than this issue, which, while a real big issue, is kind of dry.
Well, but they might think that people wouldn't understand. I mean, the PRISM and NSA stuff is pretty straightforward. A lot of the stuff that they reported before that really is the same kind of thing, it wasn't something you could report in a soundbite. I mean, you had to have a correspondent that maybe explain 10 or 15 minutes, explain what was really going on so it could sink in. And, people don't. I think these news organizations think that people don't have the interest or the time for that kind of thing. They're not going to understand it.
Or at least not care enough to stay on the channel.
Right, but the PRISM and NSA thing is so straightforward and so easy just to talk about, you know, to, you know, take a minute to describe, or a minute to sensationalize.
My answer was right, so I knocked both parts out of the thing.
Yeah, you did.
You're welcome. I would drop the mic, but it's on a stand. I'm not holding it. Just go, boom.
If this was happening in this universe, I wouldn't like it at all, of course. I think that was terrible.
Maybe it is.
Well, if it is, then I won't like it. But
Did I make the ghost noise? I don't even know.
It's happening over there, and we're glad of that. It works for us, so.
And this ends up being, like, the shittiest episode of Twilight Zone ever. But it turns out the NSA in this universe is doing it too!
Except there is no NSA in this universe.
That you know of.
That's true.
I don't think there can be an evil universe that doesn't have an NSA.
Well, it would have something worse than an NSA, if you can imagine it.
A QSA. Because Q is way worse than N.
Yeah, way worse.
Q's an asshole.
So your thoughts on it, you know, well, and another interesting thing about this I'm noticing is that all the people who want to downplay it, like, oh, come on, you know, this isn't that big a deal. You guys are all overreacting.
Mm-hmm.
The president made it sound like people were making a big deal out of nothing. You know, in the forums, in certain forums, people are saying, why, you know, a lot of this is just metadata, you know? You can't.
Wait, they're stealing my metadata? I love my metadata.
That, you know, what's the big deal that they're looking at your metadata? As if you can't figure something out from metadata.
Yeah.
You know, and actually it is more than that. There's, well, anyway, that's another thing that really surprises me is that not only is this information is finally getting people outraged when there was all kinds of things before that that should have gotten them outraged, but there are some people who are totally defending it and saying, like, that's no big deal, or, you know, also they don't understand why people care about privacy.
Well, and that's the thing. We're getting generations now that care less and less about it.
Yeah.
And so it's just going to be piece by piece, and they're not going to care.
Well,
because nowadays, by age 13, you have put way too much information about yourself on Facebook.
What's funny is, you know, I hear adults telling teenagers, oh, you're going to be sorry. You know, one day you're going to want a job, and they're going to be able to look up all the stuff you did when you were a teenager. Yeah, but that's going to be true for everybody, so yep. It's not going to
be
a problem.
The bar will be lowered.
Yeah, the bar will be so much lower, and so
theoretically, there are still some who aren't fuck-ups.
I don't know. The thing is, there are a lot of people who really don't understand why privacy is important. They don't understand what kinds of things the government can do with your information that you don't want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you have something to hide. It's that,
and I do.
It's that the government can't be trusted to use your private information in a responsible way or in a way that's not going to harm you.
Yep.
And a lot of people don't get that, you know. They think, oh, well, you know, it only matters if I'm doing something illegal, which I'm not, which...
And pretty soon this will just be a little catchphrase people use, like Patriot Act. Remember how pissed off they were about Patriot Act, and then people stopped being so pissed off and talking about it? The Patriot Act didn't stop when that happened.
No.
Like, people just stopped talking about it.
No. Well, and that's one of the things that, you know, when this question says, how did it happen without anyone noticing? Well, the Patriot Act was one of those things. And
people notice, and then they stop.
Yeah, people notice.
And people notice. People are noticing this, and then they're going to stop talking about it.
That's right.
And so once it's the status quo again, they'll do something else.
That's right. And it's kind of sad how easy it all seems to be happening and the way things are going. But, you know, if this is what people want, I mean, there are a few people who don't want it, but they're at the mercy of the vast majority of people who don't care, so...
You just had a New England pause for a moment in there. I heard you go, you sounded like a Kennedy.
Did I sound like that guy from the Pepperidge Farms commercials?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Pepperidge Farms remembers.
Pepperidge Farms remembers when there was privacy. We didn't have our booking face and teletweet, and you kept your money in a mattress, damn it. And how did you protect it? With shotgun by the door. Pepperidge Farm remembers.
That's pretty good. That's actually very, very good.
Pepperidge Farm remembers. That one hobo came by, said he was just looking for a hot meal. Found him in the back, messing with my mattress. Pepperidge Farm remembers what happened to him.
Pepperidge Farm remembers where he's buried.
Pepperidge Farm doesn't easily forget things. Pepperidge Farm holds a grudge. Pepperidge Farm will find you. And will make you pay.
God, that's
if there is a God in this universe, that will be a College Humor or Funny or Die video before the end of the year. And I sure as hell ain't making it, but somebody should.
Pepperidge Farms remembers. Pepperidge Farms will never forget.
Now I'm switching to the That's the Chicago Way speech from The Untouchables, but with Pepperidge Farm. That's the Pepperidge Farm way. They send one of your men to the hospital. Pepperidge Farm sends one of their men to the morgue. See, now forever and ever, even if you go back and look at those commercials, it sounds
that
like a
is
threat.
Great. That
Pepperidge
is
Farm
great.
Remembers. Don't you forget it.
Oh, that is awesome.
All right, this
that is funny stuff right there.
From Verimond. Greetings, all reading hat.
Oh, all reading.
See what he did
clever,
there.
Clever, very clever. Mm.
Which fictional modern... Pepperidge Farm can't read. Pepperidge Farm doesn't remember the letter N.
It's too bad when this mystery episode airs, they probably aren't going to have a good title on it. Like.
Yes, exactly. Pepperidge It'll just Farms. Be a mystery episode.
That's
something.
Too bad, because it would have been a good title.
Yeah.
Pepperidge Farm remembered.
Which fictional modern place would you rather visit? Warehouse 13, Storybrooke, or Sunnydale?
Oh, man.
From Verimond.
Yeah, that's way too easy.
Yes, yes it is.
At Warehouse 13, without any doubt.
Absolutely. Shall we go into why?
The other places I would avoid, actually. I would
Sunnydale, you want to avoid. It is a bunch of whiny teenagers, and you might get killed by shit. And Storybrooke is just assholes. Storybrooke is, I'll tell you, the one reason I might visit Storybrooke, if, magically, my wife's dead or something, and,
jeez.
No, this has to happen because I'm very faithfully married, but if my wife's dead or something, and I find out that Red Riding Hood has, like, a crush on me, she was kind of hot.
Really red. Red is your...
I feel like... Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Hmm. Not that there aren't other people that... the others don't do it for... I mean, some of them are pretty to look at, but I just fucking hate all of them. They're all just horrible, terrible people in one way or another. They're either genuinely, like, shitheads, or they're just annoying, or they're whiny, or they're stupid, like... Rock, stupid. And that's only considering. I still think it's highly unlikely. But and that's a really complex scenario. And even then, I think it's highly unlikely.
Hmm.
Yeah, so Warehouse 13. Warehouse 13 has weird shit that happens.
Yeah.
But first of all, because of the crappy nature of the show, it always gets fixed.
Yeah, yeah.
And second of all, yeah, if you're just visiting, you know, the odds of something... The odds are that it won't necessarily happen to me, that shit will go down, and I'll just be like, okay, I should go, because I'm not trained for any of this. Should have put Eureka on there. I don't know as much about that show, but I think that would be a cool place to
visit. No.
Warehouse 13 would be cool, though. I don't even want to, like, go. I just want the catalog. Just put me at a computer terminal where I can read the catalog of stuff.
It's probably... It's such a bad show, but it's probably the reason I keep watching it, because it is some place that I'd like to go.
It's very neat. It's a very neat idea.
It's very cool. But Sunnydale...
And also, I really want to visit. I really want to meet Saul Rubinek.
I mean, to me, Buffy is just the worst show, one of the worst shows ever.
I like Buffy, but I see no appeal in actually being there.
And Once Upon a Time is... Also, one of the worst shows ever.
Now, if I could go into the ferry back, maybe. Except I know it's way more complicated now because I didn't watch second season and it got weird. Or I watched a little bit, but then I stopped. So it got weird. But I'm talking the original Enchanted Kingdom pre-curse. You know, that place looked kind of fun.
I guess. I don't know.
I want to meet Stealthy, the eighth dwarf. Stealthy!
And now there are seven.
Other than Doc, he was the only one
Stealthy.
who had an occupation, really.
I guess, yeah.
Like, I don't know who should be insulted. The person who, like, their defining characteristic is, you're bashful. or a person who has absolutely no personality traits, so we're going to name you after a skill you have. Like, I don't know which is worse. If you simply identify me as, you know, grumpy, or if you simply identify me as, you know, good at climbing rope. You know, that's weird.
Well, you were dreamy at first.
Yes, but my pain makes me who I am. Makes me grumpy.
Okay, let's draw something else. That was really easy.
How many pickaxes do you think Stealthy had to go through before they settled on that?
Stealthy? I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, I mean, first one was like Snappy Dresser, and he showed up messy one day, and it broke.
Yeah, and it broke, so... Or maybe he just broke it. Like, I don't like that one. Maybe if I break this, they'll give me another one.
Never swears, and then one day he hit his hand with the pickaxe. Yeah. I threw that out the window. Never swears is the shittiest dwarf name ever.
Next.
Right.
He did basically mention three really horrible shows. I mean,
yeah, picked it odd. I mean, I don't think Warehouse 13 is as bad as you think it is, but
that's pretty bad.
Yeah, no, these none of these are particular places I'd be interested in going, especially.
Craig asks.
Craig.
Dear Hatters. What would happen if the magical talking hat ever ran out of questions?
Right. Before we get to that, I want to talk to Craig for a second.
Oh, okay.
Because, as we all know, and he hates to say it, Craig currently lives in Slough, outside London, which is where the British office took place.
That's right.
So it's the Scranton of the UK.
So they say.
There was a great... Was it Not Always Right? I don't know. Something I read online recently. No, it might have been on Facebook. Somebody who's at a train, and some American tourists asked if the train was too slow. And they were like, no, it comes every 15 minutes. And this whole thing. And basically, the people ended up not getting on the train because the guy kept telling him it wasn't too slow. And he couldn't figure it out. And it was only as he drove away, he realized they wanted to know if it went to Slough. Which right. It did. So those Americans just stayed on the thing for no good reason.
What would happen if the magical talking hat ever ran out of questions?
This is a bad question for us.
Is it?
Well, because we're the evil counterparts. I mean, we don't really know. But
or care. I mean,
also true.
We've talked about how if they did that... Actually, we have talked about this. If they ran out of questions, it would be good for us because then we wouldn't have to do this anymore.
I feel like the show would stop. But it's possible... There would just suddenly be a lot of anonymous questions that came from them.
I don't know.
I hope that never happens. But if it does, we're probably out of a show. Because if we really have no questions, that's probably a sign that nobody really fucking cares anymore.
Right, nobody's listening, so what's the
questions point? Are how you show you care.
Yeah.
So care, damn it, and go to themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Is what good Tony would say. Evil Tony says, no, don't do it.
Right.
But good Tony would say, email the hat at themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com.
That is what he would say. I think you've nailed it there.
Once again, he would say, themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Fucker. We're going through a lot of questions.
And if you don't, go to themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com and submit a question or a comment. Pepperidge Farms, remember?
Pepperidge Farm will remember this. That's the name of Pepperidge Farm will remember this when the time comes. All right.
Well, and conversely, if you do, you know.
And on this, the day of Pepperidge Farm's daughter's wedding, right. You may ask one favor.
One favor. And we'll
can I have some of those chessmen cookies? Yes, yes, you may.
And, you know, someday, and maybe that day will never come, but you can do a favor for Pepperidge Farms in return.
Such a weird thing to call them a farm and then see the cookies they make and shit. I'm like, what the hell kind of farm is this?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, here's another one.
Bakes things, I guess.
Wow.
That's what the car says? Wow.
This one appears to be anonymous.
Oh, okay.
No, wait. It isn't anonymous, sorry.
Oh.
It's just really complicated.
Okay.
I'm going to read it exactly as written.
Okay.
All right, ready for this?
Go.
And it appears to not have been abridged at all.
Okay.
So this is everything.
Okay.
Do you listen to other podcasts? If so, what devices / apps do you use to listen to them? Yours truly, Blood Sparrow, who isn't asking what other podcasts you listen to, so, in all caps, don't talk about that.
She's asking about the devices.
Yes. And she very specifically says, do not talk about what other podcasts you listen to. So, I've been listening to a lot of Harmontown and some Nerdist, Indoor Kids.
You're a jerk.
Those are mostly...
Just say what
Nobody
devices,
tells me not.
Just say what devices you use. I don't, so I don't use any
You
devices.
Listen to this podcast.
I don't listen to it on a device, though.
Yeah, well technically, you
not
do.
Like, not a mobile device. Or
I know. What do you listen to? You just listen to it on a laptop?
On a
you just
laptop
go
or a desktop. I mean...
To the website?
Yes.
And just play it off of
yes,
there?
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
I primarily listen to all my podcasts via my iPod. I have iTunes on my laptop, and I download them all to there, and then I sync it up with my iPod. What this means is that in the modern method, the iPod, there's a different way to get your podcast episodes than the way you would get other music and stuff. I don't do that. I just sync it up with iTunes on my computer, and so they're just listed there, and I get the episodes that way. And I mostly listen to them on that, like at work and stuff. I don't tend to listen to them at home. Every once in a while, I'll pull up iTunes and make other people listen to part of them. Yeah.
I'll bet our listeners have a lot of different ways.
I feel like there must be more ways, but I mean...
Well, maybe they'd like to share on the blog.
Yes, tell us at themagicaltalkinghat.com how you listen to all of your shit.
Yeah, what device do you use?
Don't talk about what podcast.
No, don't talk about
Blood Sparrow will get pissed.
Talk about how you, or yes, mechanically, I guess you could say how you listen to it, not what you listen to.
I don't know a lot when it comes to things like RSS feeds and stuff like that, and pod catchers.
Yeah, I just go to the blog and listen. That's what I do. So.
And I just subscribe on iTunes and download them there and sync it with my iPod and listen to them there.
And this is the only podcast I listen to, so.
I listen to a bunch of them.
And you don't listen to this one?
Less than I used to. I know, I'm really feeling like I should. Because I don't know what we sound like. I mean, I could guess based on being here.
Right.
But I don't really know. These questions are all so short.
All right. Let's go for another one then. This is number 5. We might run out and then Veramont's...
The podcast would end.
Yeah, Veramont's...
No, that was Craig.
Wait.
Veramont's trying to send us to Storybrooke.
Oh, Craig, yes. I'm sorry.
He's a
That's
fucker.
Right. Craig's question will be answered if we draw too many of these.
Yes. Burp.
A digested question from Dave of Id.
Dave of Id. Dave of Id.
Regarding the telethon issue, that is begging for content, which washed-up celeb would you put on the show, and what would you have them do? You know, if we had a telethon.
Well, we do have Samuel L. Jackson, who does it all in sign language for the hearing impaired.
That's right.
He's here every week. We don't usually acknowledge him.
Sorry about that, Sam.
I love we're both actually looking.
At Sam? Of course we are. He's just right over there. I mean, it's rude enough that we never mention him. And
yes.
Then if we're going to talk about him, we should at least look at him.
Someday he'll be on here, but it will just be to complain about these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking podcast. Or, if we want to edit it, it'll be these monkey-fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday podcast.
I don't think he likes what you're saying. I think he gets tired of that whole snake on a plane stuff. Sorry, Sam. Don't quit, okay? Because it's a really important service you're doing for our...
It is, absolutely.
...hearing impaired listeners.
I
really do need to be nicer to the people that work for the podcast.
Said Evil William.
Well, I mean, you abuse me, and that's one thing, but... And Ezzy.
And Ezzy.
But, you know, Sam... The producer.
I don't abuse the producer. I want that on record.
that
can go to jail for that kind of shit.
That intern who we haven't seen for a long time, by the way.
Oh.
And whenever I bring it up, you don't want to talk about it, so I don't know what's going on.
Pepperidge Farm remembers. Pepperidge Farm remembers that intern. God, that's so twisted. I love it. Oh.
You know what you could do would be easy to do?
Mm.
Find one of those old commercials and just play it exactly the way it's played, but put ominous music over it. And then
Yes.
That could really set the tone.
Nice.
maybe do a little editing, and I don't know what you could do.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Oh, the celebrity we would have on the show.
Celebrity. Okay, so who is best?
A washed-up celebrity.
Oh, shit. That's harder.
You know what? Why should it be a washed-up celebrity? We could get a real celebrity.
And I think the question postulates that we cannot.
Okay.
So for the sake of the question, in this hypothetical, we have to say, which is too bad because I had some ideas, but washed up celebrities, who's the most likely to evoke actual donation from listeners?
David Hasselhoff. That would...
I like it.
People would give money.
I like it.
For David Hasselhoff. Or maybe Kit. Maybe both.
What about the dude who did the voice? He's not dead yet, I don't think.
I don't know.
He was the teacher and then principal on Boy Meets World.
You know, people from that era that were on television.
I mean,
Gil Gerard.
Oh, that would be such a get.
Yeah.
Oh, Gil Gerard.
Yeah.
Shilling for our podcast. I want to go to... We could probably at this point get F. Murray Abraham, but I feel like that wouldn't...
Yeah.
We could absolutely get Dean Cain, but I just don't feel like he would work well.
Hard to say.
Could we get one of the celebrities who's been on, like, one of those celebrity reality shows? Like, get Vanilla Ice, or Flava Flav, or Bridget Nielsen, or...
Really, Bridget Nielsen?
China, the wrestler who hates being called China now. I forget what her real name is. She does not want to be called China.
I see.
Yes. Vern Troyer. I loved him in The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus. Otherwise, I can't stand him. But I loved him in that.
You're coming up with some good ones. I'm kind of at a loss, I think.
I just don't want to draw another question.
We could get that.
I think David Hasselhoff is the best show. I think you nailed it.
We could get that woman from Matt Houston that you like so much, who's also in...
Who was in Buck Rogers. No, she's not dead.
No, she's not dead.
I looked her up recently. She's not dead.
Yes,
not
we could
dead.
Get her. She'd be good.
What about the guy who played the brother on My Name is Earl?
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know what his name is.
Me neither. I mean, his name was Randy on the show, but I assume that's not his real name.
Probably not. Probably not. You know, I'm thinking of people from sort of back in the day, and a lot of them are dead, so.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. So that, you know, that wouldn't work.
Abraham Lincoln. Oh, wait.
We haven't said what we'd have them do, but I imagine we would just have them make the appeal. Yeah, I mean,
yes,
not perform really or anything.
No.
Sing a song or put on a
because see my
number.
My original idea was to get Betty White and essentially use her the way the Simpsons used her when she was doing the PBS telethon. There was an episode for that, and she made her plea. Sorry, we have bugs in the house. It's a long story. Not a good one. Pepperidge Farm remembers. I feel like we're running out of steam.
We are. We are, actually. But you don't want to draw another question.
If he was not dead, Raul Julia.
Okay. Well, maybe we just thank Anon and Vermond. And
let's thank
Anon
them.
Again and David and Craig. Thank them Woo! All. Just thank the heck out of them.
Thank them. Thank you very much.
By the time this airs, your question will not be put in the show notes probably because no one's going. Only Pepperidge Farms will remember.
Pepperidge Farms will remember your questions,
but Tony won't. The other Tony won't.
No,
he'll just be posting the shows.
One time, Mark McKibben posted them in the first comment.
Really?
Because he was awesome like that.
Hard hat number one. That's
but
awesome.
But then he was like, fuck those guys. And never did it again.
Maybe he doesn't like us, the alternate reality guys.
What, you mean them or us?
I guess I don't know.
Okay. I think either way the answer is yes, he does not.
Well. Can't blame him for that, really.
Remember, true believers, keep looking to the skies. That means something very different in our universe. Hitler said that over here, so don't get excited.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, it's bad. How's Hitler doing anyway?
Yet another mystery solved by the hosts of the Magical Talking Hat. Do you have a question that begs to be answered? Then please write the hat at themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. That's themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Also, visit the hat at themagicaltalkinghat.com. The music for this episode was provided by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com.